today on Richard Ellis Talks.
So you say, well, we're making disciples here. That's not what he said to do only. So you have to get in a global mindset to do what the Bible's talking about. And what am I doing? What are you doing? What are we doing to mobilize in that direction and make disciples of all the nations?
You're listening to Richard Ellis Talks with Richard Ellis. We're so grateful you've tuned into the program. Richard wants to share with you some encouragement, words of hope, and probably a laugh or two. And in today's complicated, busy life, that's exactly what's needed. Richard's talks are always straight from the Bible, filled with truth. Now, you may not be able to hang out with us for the entire program, but you can always pick it back up at our website, richardellis.com. In fact, you can find all of Richard's talks right there waiting just for you, richardellis.com. So, with today's talk, here's Richard Ellis.
So the title of today's message is Whole Wide World, and I'd like you to turn to Isaiah 49 to begin with. So there's certain things you think, well, people don't care about this, but I think it's important for you to know about this, whether you care about this or not. What goes on in our gatherings, you say, well, it's just us. It is not just us. I'll get into some of the platforms in a minute, but radio, social media, iTunes, we're just an example. These messages go out on a site called pray.com where we have right now over, I think it's 350,000 followers on just that one site. So when you support this, this contributes to being able to blast this way beyond here. You say, well, I don't care about that. Well, God does, and I do. So Isaiah 49:6 says, indeed, he says, is it too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel? I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Now, this is Old Testament, and he's talking of being a light to the Gentiles, which it was just the Jews at that time. It was Israel, but it's already in the book about the Gentiles, that's everybody who's not a Jew, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. So God is interested in the ends of the earth. I've done work on the Amazon, grew up in Brazil, and have gone up. I've gone so far up the Amazon west toward Peru that you finally get so far up there, there are billboards on the Amazon River that say, do not pass this point. And of course, we go past that point if we got the right people with us. And there are tribes that they protect. But the missionaries go up there and reach the tribes, and you think you found everybody on the planet. Well, those tribes that they reach then go into the jungle, and they find tribes they didn't know existed. And they're in the jungle with them. And so you're reaching indigenous people with the gospel. They get saved. Now their eyes and ears are open, and now they're interacting with other tribes. So you say, we've reached the whole world. We have not reached the whole world. You say, well, that's not possible. It's possible. But as you'll see as we get into this, that is God's heart. He doesn't care more about Americans than he does people in Indonesia, people in Africa. Pick the country. Jesus died for everybody equally, regardless of their religious affiliation at the moment or their background. Matthew 24:14. I love this verse. And I didn't see this verse for a very long time the way I see it now. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then what? The end will come. So what has to happen before the end comes? The gospel of this kingdom has to be preached to all nations. Okay, Jeremy, have you guys got that video? I don't normally show videos in a message, but I want you to, this may blow your mind because it still blows mine a little bit. If you guys will hit play on that, we're making a run at it. Here we go.
The title of today's message is Throne Room.
Primer versículo de la Biblia. Génesis 1, 1 dice, en el principio, Dios. Entonces, ¿quién es este Dios con nosotros?
Main aapko singhasan se sambandhit kuch vachan padhkar sunata hun. Main singhasanon ke bare mein kuch batata hun. Nani ka taihen na ippen ga okite inai kagiri, 通常、予算に作っているのは初見者、つまり能または女王です。
Então, antes do nosso no princípio, já existia rei, e existe, e existia reino.
لماذا لا يرى ما يحدث هنا في الأسفل؟ نحن نصلي, نصوم ونخبر من نحن.
我们代求，我们恳求，我们用尽所有能找到的祷告词汇，我们不断叩击天堂的门。
Because of our importunity, he should answer our prayers. And he always does. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's wait. Always answers. But he is still God. So, why do I show you that? You say, well, it's just us. It is not just us anymore. I never dreamed in my lifetime something like this was possible. And people say, well, you just feed a video into AI and it spits it out and that's what you get. About 80% of it is that. About 20% of it is very expensive and very time consuming to make it all sync. When you hear and see yourself lips moving in Chinese, your voice in Chinese, it's a little mind blowing. So if you haven't figured this out by now, my personal mission statement is to take the planet. And I never knew in my lifetime that that would be possible to even attempt, okay? So, I was at the gathering of the National Religious Broadcasters. I go every year. It's a little bit of a whooping because it's just a lot of conversations. But one of the people I met there, just this is just one of them, is blasting video into Iran. And so if he says to me, I need it in this dialect, this English, you know, this whatever version, then we can generate that and blast into Iran. So you're talking about reaching Muslims or Mandarin or Japan, or, you know, we can add languages as we go. It's just breathtaking because this is not about me. This is the we. This is, you know, I'm a pastor. I'm not just some speaker. And so all of these messages are generated out of this group. I say some outlandish things here. They don't know how to translate into any language. So anyhow, so please be praying about this whole process. You know, yes, it's about you. It's about us. And then it goes locally, and then it goes nationally. But we are on blast to go to the whole planet. So whether you get that or not, or even care about that, I can't make you care about it. But just perspective. There's a lost world out there, and you were, and I'll read you verses to this effect, were given marching orders to take the planet. Okay? So, Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that message still holds. It's here. It's now. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. So this gospel of the kingdom, and that's what we refer to there in Matthew 24:14. Matthew 28:19, some of you know this by heart. It is not what you know by heart, it's what you do by heart. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So what is he saying to do? Make disciples of who? All nations. So you say, well, we're making disciples here. That's not what he said to do only. So you have to get in a global mindset to do what the Bible's talking about. And what are we doing? What am I doing? What are you doing? What are we doing to mobilize in that direction and make disciples of all the nations? Now, people say, well, it's, you know, you act like it's all up to you. So let me do some explaining on that. When Jesus left the planet, he appeared to over 500 people, but there's about 120 of them, and he gives these instructions to 120 people, and he says, take the planet. There's no verses about, what are you talking about? That's not possible. They engaged and moved forward as though that was possible. Why? Because it's happening. Out of that small group of people who got these marching orders and implemented what they were told, here we are, and people have been doing this ever since. So don't think it's not possible. It's not about us. It's about him in and through us. And so that changes everything about what is possible. Mark 13:10. Again, this reference to, in the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. So get, if you're not there yet, and I understand you say, well, my life, my problems, if you get out of just your life and your problems, get your head up, it's the planet. And I did a sermon a while back, I think the title was Time Zones, and I couldn't figure out, like, why am I, well, there's other reasons or possibilities, but anybody get, like, awakened at 3 in the morning or odd, weird times? Look at all these hands. Now, here's my theory on this. The world is round. There are time zones. Stop being upset about being awakened in the middle of the night. If you wake up in the middle of the night and go, okay, Lord, what's going on? It is possible that the Holy Spirit of God is saying, I need to use you in the middle of your night because it's in the middle of someone else's day who's about to be executed for their faith. And so I need you to engage. And even if you don't know who or what you're praying for, you are interceding. Sorry about the inconvenience. I'll make up on the rest. Go with it. So don't wake up and lay there and go, what the heck, God? Why, you know, help me go back to sleep. Why don't you help him intercede? Because the thing is spinning and everybody's at a different place and it is one body on the planet. And so we may be providing cover for a church that's about to be burned to the ground. And I don't mean the building, the people. And you may be up for 30 minutes or an hour. But what you don't know is in the middle of your day, there's someone in another time zone and they're throwing down for you and they don't know you. Okay? So just let the Holy Spirit live in you and pray through you and get over being awakened. Now, if you're older, it has nothing to do with that. You probably just have to pee. But anyhow, just keep a prayer book in that little room and you'll be fine. Luke 24. See, these are the things that don't translate into Mandarin. They have to redo all of this. Although they do that over there too. Luke 24, 46. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. That's where they started and it went out from there. Read it again. Thus it was necessary. You got nothing without Jesus suffering, dying on a cross, and then being raised from the dead the third day. Everything hinges on that. And then the repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is all mankind. Now you say, but not everybody's going to be saved. I can't control that and I can't fix that. But I will tell you this, if you believe that, that that's what God's heart is, and then that becomes your heart, then you try. And when someone pushes back and rejects you, it's not you primarily they're rejecting, it's him. But even that is heartbreaking because you have a conversation and you know what's at stake. And I usually can't talk to somebody about Jesus without ending up like this because there's nothing at stake but their life, their eternal life. And even they don't completely understand that. And many times I will say to someone in those conversations, you know, say, well, dude, I'm not interested, whatever they say, or get a little pushback. I say, what, do you got people lined up that are weeping over your soul? Who's ever talked to you like this and cared enough about you to shed tears for you? So don't tell me your life doesn't matter. You don't care about this. And even if you don't do something about it today and right now, remember someone tried. And if you get down the road a little bit and you change your mind, he changes your mind, then respond. If you hear his voice, don't harden your heart, respond. Acts 1:8. And I'm reading you some kind of very simple but powerful, pivotal verses in the scripture. This is after Jesus has been raised from the dead. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. How many of you have left this country on a mission trip? Raise your hand, ever in your life. So look around the room. You say, well, why are these people going? We got people lost here. Why would they leave the country? Because this is what it says. You got the power to do it, and he may mobilize you. And a lot of times, people who won't share their faith won't say anything about Jesus to their own neighbors or coworkers. If they go to Mexico somewhere or South Africa or wherever you go, you come back here and go, wait a minute, why am I willing to do that there and I won't do it here? So sometimes it can jumpstart us by going overseas somewhere to do what he intends for us to do any and everywhere. Acts 13:47. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to the Gentiles. And this is, he's speaking here to Paul, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. So Paul knew it, he wrote about it, and it's to us. So you say, well, I can't physically go somewhere overseas. Then you can pray for the people that are willing to go. And at any point, we got people all over the planet. And we have people we support. So a percentage of the funds that comes into this church that you give undesignated goes to support missionaries in Liberia, Northern India, I mean, we got people all over the place. So pray for them. And when you give funds, which this takes people a while, new believers, takes a while to figure out, I got to support what's going on here. Children that live in homes where dad pays for everything never think about this. Mature believers give. Immature believers a lot of times don't give because they don't understand. So this is a little harsh, but if you think you're a mature believer and you're not financially supporting the church and his work around the world, you may not be as mature as you think. Romans 10. So I'm going to read you a little piece of this. Romans 10, it's brethren. Anytime you see that, it means he's writing to Christians. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by faith. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do you not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is, bring Christ down from heaven. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is, bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? So listen to this. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, let's try this. We don't have to do it together. Just say out loud, Jesus is Lord. That's a powerful thing. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And again, people say, well, it can't be that easy. Stop complicating the gospel. A seed is a seed is a seed. You can't complicate a seed. You bury a seed, dirt, water, it germinates. You plant the seed of the gospel, it germinates. And people can be saved. And my answer always is, easy for who? So simple for us, but it was not simple for Jesus. Born of a virgin, sinless life, and then they string him up. It's not just that he died for our sins, he became our sins. What in the world? He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's the cross. That's the horror of the cross. The physical is part of it, but all of that sin getting dumped on a sinless man. I've never gotten over that somebody died for me. So I don't deserve dying for. I know we all do, because that's what he decided. But he could have also said, well, he really couldn't have. To hell with all of you. But you don't have that verse in the Bible. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I know I got people watching, listening now, and you say, well, I'm just not there yet. Just remember, whoever calls on the name of the Lord, you can be saved. You just got to do it before you die, because once you're dead, it's too late. So you say, what does that mean to call on the Lord? You just go, Jesus, I believe. I believe you're Lord. I believe that you were raised from the dead. It's in here. You say, well, what'll happen? He'll save you. That's what'll happen. He'll save you. You say, well, then is my whole life going to be perfect and beautiful and no problems? No, there's no verses for that either. You'll have challenges. But one challenge I don't have because of following Jesus is if I drop dead standing right here, I promise you I'm going to heaven. I don't sit around worrying about where I will end up. I know where I'm going. And I don't know what the rest of my life looks like, what the challenges I'll have, but I know I don't have just God with me. I have him in me. So I'll never be alone. Never be alone. He will never leave you, never forsake you. Verse 14, how then shall they call upon him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed, their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? For Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. Go to 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 3, 9 ties into where we started. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Not any, all. And then Revelation 5, 9, and they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to God, and we shall reign on the earth. And this is back to redeemed us out of every tribe, tongue, people, nation. You better get used to being with everybody, because you're going to spend eternity with everybody. As I jokingly say, there ain't no South Heaven. And this can go any direction. Oh, white people saying, well, we want to be with them in heaven. And black people saying, we want to be with those white people in heaven. And Hispanics and Asians, everybody thinking they're going to be apart. You're going to be stuck together forever around Jesus. And if you can't do it here, it's going to be tricky there maybe. Why don't we show the world what heaven looks like so they get a glimpse, they come in and go, okay, wait a minute. You can't do this without him. By this will all men know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. Not that you talk religious talk. It's that you genuinely love each other. And then Revelation 14, 6. And this is, if you think God's not trying, Revelation 14, 6. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven. This is it, one angel, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. He's even got an angel declaring the gospel. Don't let the angel outdo you. So this is going to not be, you know, I don't know how you feel about this. I have no intention of quitting, so you may run me off. I'll go do it somewhere else. Till I drop dead, I'm going to try to take the planet. And there are tools now to do it that I never dreamed of. So please pray for what goes on here, for what goes on that's just blasted out to potentially millions of people. In some cases, we don't know how many. And people sometimes will say, well, did you ever think you'd end up pastoring a mega church? I said, I do. I just don't know them all till I get to heaven. And you praying for me, the elders of this church, and what goes on here, you cannot not do it. It's not like you're all I've got, but you're a lot of all I've got. And the heat is coming up. They are not happy in hell. So if you think of me or my family or the elders, whoever you think of in this church, please pray. Because it's not flesh and blood, it's principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in high places. And hell doesn't mind us gathering and doing church, but he is scared that we decide to be church. So.
Richard will be back in a moment to wrap up today's talk. But first, I want to share a couple thoughts with you. Let's be honest. Real life isn't about living some highlight reel for others to see. Most people have deep hurts, questions, and struggles. We get it and want to help you in any way we can. So let's keep this conversation going. Give us a call at 855-6-RICHARD or connect with us at our website, richardellis.com. You can even put in your prayer request right there on the prayer wall so others can pray for you as well. Call us at 855-6-RICHARD or online at richardellis.com. And now let's get back to Richard with a final word on today's show.
The whole wide world, that's the target. And until we reach it, the end won't come, apparently. And I'd love to get to do this with you. So the last thing I'll say is this. If you're in the room or listening and you say, well, man, what are you talking about? I don't understand it all. But I did understand the part about Jesus helping me, calling out to him. So here's what you do. If it's you, you just say a simple prayer. God, I know I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and raised from the dead to pay for my sin and to offer me eternal life. I receive you into my life. Come in, change me, fill me with your spirit, and show me how to live for you, not just with you on the inside. Thank you for saving me, for loving me. In Jesus' name. That's it. If you believe that in your heart, simple words, in faith, he will save you.
Thanks for tuning in today to Richard Ellis Talks. We all have busy schedules these days, so it means the world to us that you would take this time to listen. Richard would love to know how today's talk has touched your heart, so give us a call at 855-6-RICHARD, 855-6-RICHARD. You can also share your story with us at our website, richardellis.com. One last thing, Richard Ellis Talks is a daily program that is always expanding to reach the world with the good news of the gospel, but it also has daily costs. And being a listener-supported program like ours means we rely on the financial partnership of our listeners, which means you. We believe that these talks with Richard are making a difference in your life, so this is how you can make a difference to ours. You can contribute by calling 855-6-RICHARD or at our website, richardellis.com. Thank you for your generosity. God bless, and thanks for listening to Richard Ellis Talks.